26 minutes to 11, broadcasting live from Royal Randwick down in the race day stall area is your racing leader. You can catch all the racing on Sky Sports Radio right over the carnival, all of our different programs. It's an exciting time for us to be associated with the Australian Turf Club. Glenn Munsey's with us from tab.com.au. He's going to stick around for the next hour or so. Glenn, our next guest that we've brought into our OB van, he's got the job of riding First Seal, who we spoke to John Thompson about. It's Tommy Berry. Morning to you, Tommy. I'm to say it again, mate. Yeah.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well. I'm in charge of pushing
the
buttons.
Turned me off already.
Exactly. Mate, she was meant to go a fortnight ago. Now we wanted to see her on Saturday, First Seal.
Yeah, look, it was obviously disappointing that she didn't get to go around a couple of weeks ago, but it's only early on in the preparation, so it didn't affect her too much, and she had an expedition gallop last Saturday, which she was very strong in, and everything's going well towards Saturday by the barrier.
Mate, I thought it was very interesting the comments that you passed after she worked at Rose Hill last Saturday, and you mentioned the actual improvement that she'd shown you week to week when she did work last week.
Yeah, definitely. Going into her first up run, when she was meant to run, the only thing I was worried about was her fitness. I galloped her before then, and she's obviously a gross mare and always carries a lot of condition, and I thought she might just feel the pinch late, but I galloped her obviously last Saturday, and the improvement in her fitness was very big, and now that's one thing that I'm not too worried about coming in this Saturday.
And you mentioned the barrier. As John said, she's dictated to by barriers. She can be ridden forward if she gets a better barrier, but you've just got to ride for a bit of luck, haven't you?
Yeah, you do. And I text John straight away, I think 10 minutes after the barriers came out, and I said I've already done the form and had a look, and there looks to be about four or five that will really press forward. Then there's a big speed in the race. So, she's a horse who probably her best wins have been when she's just off the pace, and hopefully we'll be able to slot in somewhere there.
When you draw a bad barrier like that, you do want the field to break up, because it'll actually give you the opportunity to slot in somewhere. If they just jump out and all grab hold, you're in all sorts of bother because you've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, exactly. It makes the field quite compact. But with a horse like Strawberry Boy, as we've seen most of his races, he rolls along quite quick. And Ecuador's also in the race. And there's a few others there as well. Hooked won't be far away. So, as I said, Hook's drawn inside me, and I'm pretty sure he'll be pressing forward. So I'll be able to press forward with him and probably slot him behind there and just hope for a bit of luck.
Other mounts for the weekend. Pretty hard to move away from the Waller stable in the Chelmsford, isn't it? When he's got 11,
yeah,
you've ended
definitely.
Up on Hawkspur.
Yeah, but look, I'm pretty sure he's won the race the last 2 years.
Yep,
he's got a great record in the race. He likes the track soft, and we might get that on Saturday. So he's a horse who's always honest. He's rarely far away, and he's in the right sort of race again on Saturday. It's going to be very tough, and it's probably one of the best fields I've seen for this race for quite a few years. Mm. But, he'll be thereabouts.
Very, very interesting runner resuming on Saturday. Ruling Dynasty worked last Saturday at Rose Hill as well. This was a horse, as an early three-year-old, was touted as being a potential Derby horse here, showing staying potential. He resumes on Saturday. Have you had anything to do with him away from last week?
Not really. I didn't get to trial him first time around. I think Huey trialled him then, and he's a horse who there's not too much to know about him anyway. He's a big horse. He covers the ground really well. He's an out-and-out stayer, so on Saturday he'll probably get run off his legs a little bit, but there doesn't look to be a heap of pace in the race, so he might be a little bit closer in the field, and we'll be able to just hopefully get moving on him before everyone else does, just so he doesn't get out-sprinted too much. But he's a horse who last preparation was very green, very new, was doing everything on just raw ability, and I think he's still a preparation away. He's probably more a autumn type of horse. So he's a horse hopefully heading towards a Sydney Cup and a Melbourne Cup next year.
Tommy, the Hawks relationship, you're riding a great deal for them. Just for people that may not be aware, I know we spoke about it on HQ last week, but you're a freelance rider now. You ride for many trainers. Some have seen that as a change away from being with Gay predominantly. You still ride for Gay, but you're riding for so many now, including Hawks.
Yeah, I am, and I'm enjoying that new role, and it took me a little while to get used to, because I was with Gay for 4 years, and when you're with one stable, you put everything into that stable, whether it's track work or, riding and even on the weekends. So getting back into the routine of riding work for a lot of different people again, and that was a new change, but I've slipped into it quite well, I believe. And I am riding a lot for Hawks at the moment, and I'm not, by all means, not stable rider there, but we've known the Hawks team in the past always like to use a one rider, so they get to know their horses. But I'm not tied down to them, and they're not tied down to me, but I've had great success with them thus far, and looking forward to riding plenty of the horses in the future.
Their three-year-olds are interesting. You would have been wrapped yesterday, Suberg, after what happened at Gosford, to come out and do what it did yesterday.
Yeah, he is. He's a very nice horse, and he's always showed he's got potential. But he's had a few things go wrong, and he's been a bit young as well in his brain. But he got the job done yesterday, and he had to do it after doing a little bit of work with a big weight. But he's a nice horse going forward. And one trial the other day, I think it was Tuesday, called Mawahib.
Yep.
And he won at Moonee Valley really well on debut.
Yeah, he did.
And he's one that's got a lot of ability, and I think's a really good three-year-old coming through.
And the other three-year-olds... the Golden Rose picture obviously is changing with everything evolving. We spoke about Vancouver earlier in the week, but the makeup of the Hawks is which ones they run. Can we ask about Regis's win last Sunday at Wyong? Watching it, won, but it wasn't over impressive. Do you feel he's a horse that could step up and go to a Golden Rose?
I do believe so. Look, it was never going to be impressive for him. He was on an unsuitable track. He's a big horse. His best runs have been at Randwick in the sires. We know he's got that sort of ability. He wasn't beaten far by Pride of Dubai, and we know how good he is. But we rode him a lot closer than he likes to be ridden. But that was only to get the job done. It was more just a confidence builder for him.
Yep.
And even when he did hit the front, he wanted to duck in and do a couple of things wrong. But he'll be probably ridden a lot further back in the Golden Rose, and just being able to relax and travel where he's comfortable. And he'll definitely be a force to be reckoned with.
Is a lot of these, these three-year-old colts, it's a lot of confidence about them too. Like, you know, he didn't seem to know really what to do when he did get to the front at Wyong.
No, he didn't. And we saw it with Lake Geneva when she won at Hawkesbury. She did the same thing. Lake Geneva was chasing really good horses around, like Pride of Dubai, Vancouver, and horses like that. And they'd a chance to hit the front in a race before. And he was a bit the same. He's been chasing these really good top quality horses around over the autumn carnival, and just didn't quite know how to get the job done. So that's what the Hawks team do. They like giving their horses confidence, and it definitely takes them a long way.
Now, just a point about Regis winning on Sunday. I know you were interviewed by Dave Carlson straight after the race on Sunday, and Dave made a point. He said it looked as though he was slow away, but you said that is an optical illusion from that 1350 start at Wyong, which it is.
Yeah.
The inside barriers look as though they've missed the start a length and a half, two lengths, but he actually jumped best.
He did. He was one of the first horses out the gates, but it's funny, you get a few trainers every now and then say that to you before they've been pointed out that looks like, or they'll say, why didn't you go forward when you jump so well out wide, but you've missed it by half a length. But it's just that kind of the back straight so long and it goes right out the back. And it's a bit the same with Gosford, can be like that out of the 1250, and there's a couple of other tracks, even Kembla Grange over the 1000. So it's just something you got to look at. And after you go a couple of hundred metres, you're right there on the pace, but you've always been there. So it's he definitely wasn't slow out the gates. He was one of the first out, and that's why he held that sort of position, even though it was a bit out of his comfort zone.
Well, mate, we're talking about autumn here, and you know the way Sydney's going, and of course, you know, as a jockey, you've got to have, you know, you've got one eye on Sydney, but you'd more than likely have an eye on Melbourne. You know, of course, you ask every jockey they want to ride a Melbourne Cup winner. Have you got any sort of firm commitments for any horses that are definitely going to Melbourne, looking at those, you know, the big race, Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup?
No, I haven't really got much. I've got Vancouver, obviously, but the picture keeps changing for Melbourne, especially with the Melbourne Cup and the Cox Plate and Caulfield Cup. But I've been watching plenty of horses overseas and in the big races over in Deauville and stuff like that, and trying to pinpoint horses that I think will be coming over for the Melbourne Cup and getting onto their connections. So, but that pitch is changing all the time. Big Orange won really well and then he got beat. And there's a few other horses, Trip to Paris and stuff like that. So I'm really keeping an eye on them and trying to build up a team for Melbourne. But it is difficult, and I'll keep working on that, and hopefully we can find a few nice horses there.
Some beautiful Clark of the Course horses there. Glenn, you might want to take a snap, Glenn, and we can put it on your Twitter page and get the general overview of what's going on. All the all the media starting to turn up now, the 7, 9 and the 10 and the 2, and that's what we need. Hopefully this microphone works of Tony Partridge, the Chief Operating Officer for the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. This is what it's all about, mate, a spring carnival launch, and you need 7, 10, 2, 9, whoever to come out and get it on their new services tonight.
Absolutely. Spring is in the air. Just watching all our ambassadors arriving now. We're going to unveil them to the media. We're going to launch through the format for spring.
Yep.
It's a great Group 1 racing for 4 weeks, and then the party continues all the way to Melbourne Cup at Randwick.
Exactly. How important are blokes like Tommy Berry that we're chatting to here, Hugh Bowman, that are coming out for the launch? I think, and I'm not just saying this because Tommy's sitting here and the other jockeys could be listening, but these guys are the most important for mine. I mean, I know the horses. The horses can't talk apart from putting performances on. But I think we need to sell these jockeys. They're our footballers of the industry.
Absolutely. To have our elite athletes like Tommy and Hugh here today, as well as our trainers in Gay, Chris, and Michael Hawkes, it's great to see them supporting our launches, even though this is a lifestyle media, a mainstream media launch. Yeah. A lot of the focus today will be on the social side of things and what happens off track.
Yeah.
But we all know this is a sport of horse racing that we all love, and we love because we get to see elite athletes like Tommy go out and perform.
Yeah, exactly. Glenn and I are taking photos of Clark of the Course Horses out here.
If I take the photo with that lady in the frame there, my wife will...
The lady's just moved because she noticed us, Glenn, so we can now take a clear photo of the Clark of the Course. Tony, this is all the build-up. Can you hang around, Tommy?
I can hang around.
Right, you can join in. Ask questions. You can do whatever you want to
I'll run
Tommy.
The show.
Exactly. Tony, spring carnival time. We know autumn is championship time, but the springtime, as Darren Pearce, your CEO, said earlier, this is where racing does take it. The footy season finishes and bang. It's our sort of couple of months of good, strong racing.
Absolutely. It's been a long winter, and many people want to have the football season out of the way and get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
And if they can do that and their passion is horse racing, then we're going to set the stage for that and accommodate them.
The different days, we've got Rose Hill where all the grandstand work's been done, so there's a lot more extra meetings here at Randwick. Bookings, how can people get details of what they can get on all of these days?
Quite simply, theraces.com.au is where you go for all your ticketing information. theaustralianturfclub.com.au is where you go for your membership and corporate hospitality information. But there's something for everyone, whether you want to book a table, whether you want to be in the members reserve, even in the general admission areas where sometimes we have our best dressed punters, we've got DJs playing, we've got a premium marquee. We've teamed up with Bucket List from Bondi. Mm. I've even grown a beard and I've got a skateboard for the occasion.
What are you, a hipster now?
I am.
Oh, you'll be drinking coloured drinks and all that, and you'll be getting an indie band to play here, and that'll be lovely.
You'll get into it, Tony.
You'll have to join us, Glenn.
Yeah. Sounds like a place you'd get to, Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But we did see over, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, we had a few things here for the kids, and it was great to see a lot of families out here on the day. I think it was a few Saturdays ago, and I think it's one of the bigger crowds we've seen here for quite some time. So is that something you'll be promoting over the carnival to get face paintings and jumping castles and a few things here for the families?
We always make sure there's an area where you can bring the kids, and it's usually a part of the lawn away from the hustle and bustle near the winning post where there's sunshine, and we always have menu items that are catered for the children. It's a great place to bring the kids. You can come and visit the horses at the race day stalls. Well, we've often got face painters and swings and everything else for the kids. It's important that you cater for those parents and you don't lose them in that very important age group where they start having kids like yourself, mate.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Shani and... I'm going to say Hayden because
Caden,
exactly. I've got a boy called Hayden. That's why I hesitated. Does Shani bring Caden out?
Yeah, she does very often. Yeah. He loves the races. He loves the horses. Obviously, it's in his blood. And she loves coming out and spending time with us at the races. And obviously, I think he was only 2 or 3 weeks old. And yep. We all saw him there in the mounting for the Golden Slipper. So he's quite used to it now. Big crowds and getting passed around a lot. And he's a real natural.
You got to do it. My three children, their first trip out of hospital was to a race meeting.
Yeah. Where was it?
One was, I think, two were Kembla, and one might have been into the city. But that was their first trip out of hospital, was to a race meeting.
Yeah, well, it's in their blood, isn't it? You've got to get out and get amongst it.
Oh, it's great to see young people in racing. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what we've got to create, Tony. We as a racing cover of racing 7 days a week and everything, we've got to go beyond that, and hopefully new people are listening to us that we can create interest. Just on the membership of the Australian Turf Club, if I was to become, I'm already a member, but if I was to place a membership today for the Australian Turf Club, would I be a member for Saturday?
You would be.
Yeah. So the process is pretty quick.
Absolutely. We could get it processed by the weekend. We have a pro rata fees from now to the end of the year, and then the new season starts in January 1.
Yeah, okay. So it is that easy. What's the cost on the membership? Is it? I think you've got variants too, that you can have full-time, you can have different ones.
Just watching the clerk of the course's horse play up a bit.
Yeah, getting a bit...
get Huey on it, sorted out.
That'll be all right. Yeah, that's all right. Settle down.
We were talking about Mick Stanley before. I noticed Mick's not here. He must have known it was going to play up.
No, it's all right. It's settled down.
They're beautiful horses, aren't they?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Andrew, our membership prices start from $250 for young members up to $485 a year for senior members. And there are loyalty discounts for the longer you've been a member.
And the young members is something that I guess you're very keen to drive on.
Absolutely. The average age of members at the ATC is higher than it should be in terms of looking after the future of the sport.
Yep.
So we do a lot to encourage young members to join the ATC. We recently acquired the stables on level 4 of Randwick, which is very popular with the young members, and also you, Glenn. I've seen you up there a couple of times.
I can vouch that it's quite nice up there.
Yeah,
he's just patting, Tommy's just patting Glenn's stomach, which is thanks to the stables, which is a beautiful area up there. Getting away from Glenn having used it, obviously, but we've seen it used on Sky Thoroughbred Central in the past. The background, it's a beautiful setting, and people can wander out and look back straight into the city.
Yeah, no expense spared with the fit-out. It's something you'll never see in any sporting stadium in the country. It's what makes racing different to other sports.
Yeah.
It's where lifestyle and sport collide, and we're very proud of the stables.
Yeah.
And, Andrew, if you come to the races, for example, you come to the races Saturday, you've had a good day, you're in the members there, you've got the opportunity to go to the stables. You don't have to rush off track to go somewhere else.
No,
you can continue your enjoyment of the day in the vicinity. And after a while here, you might leave 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. It's quite easy to get taxis and things like that from here.
Yeah.
So you're not stuck in the middle of nowhere, impossible to get out.
And in the future, you're going to have the light rail.
The light rail will be a bit of short-term pain, but in long-term, it'll be
fantastic. Good on you, Tony. Thanks for dropping in. Those two web pages, what are they again for our audience if they want to go and check more details about the spring coming up?
Theraces.com.au for all your ticketing needs, and theaustralianturfclub.com.au for membership, hospitality, and ticketing as well.
Beautiful.
And remember, Andy, when you're hashtagging your photos... Tommy's an Instagram
man.
You've got to hashtag the races. Well, my social media knowledge, you could paint with a paint roller on your small thumbnail. I'm absolutely hopeless at it.
I'm not on Instagram.
Oh, aren't you? Sam. Sam clipped it here before.
He loves it.
Snapchat. I think Snappy. Brett Abdullah is a mad Snapchatter.
Sammy's a little pretty boy there.
Is he?
He's
on his way to Goulburn at the moment, so he knows you can't get him back.
And hashtag doesn't do much for me either. I don't know what does hashtag mean?
Well, it's something
I'm just happy to do. I tweet a lot, but I never hashtag.
Yeah, you've got a hashtag.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. That's what Twitter's all about.
What's it mean then?
I don't know.
Huey's a hashtagger.
Yeah, just whacking on
the Huey loves a hashtag.
Hugh Bowman. He's wandered in.
Sipping on his latte.
Yeah. Huey, thanks for joining us here at Sky Sports Radio, mate.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Looking rather resplendent, too. Oh, a beautiful suit with a magnificent red tie.
Andrew, what about the wheels he's got on? He's the only bloke that's got a better pair of shoes on than me.
Are they crocodile or what are they?
Crocodile skin, yeah.
Yeah, magnificent.
I've only got ostrich.
Never said anything about my get-up.
You're all right, Tommy. You've gone black with the blue tie. No, Huey, Spring Carnival, nothing like it really, is there? The build-up into this Sydney Carnival, and then for all you guys, hopefully on to Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time of year, and August is always a little bit of a regrouping period. You're coming off a generally a long winter, and the good horses are starting to filter back through the trials and track work and whatnot, but now we're into spring now, and the big races are just around the corner.
Your confidence, you're riding extremely well. I guess you're going to say I'm getting on some nice horses, but your confidence going into the spring, how do you see it?
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone's confident at this time of the season because all the horses are still intact, and you know they've all got the preparations panned out. And as naturally as we go through week by week, there's going to be the odd casualty. And also horses aren't going to come up as expected. And you know it's an interesting time, but at this time everyone's a chance, and it's exciting.
Huey, you talk about horses' preparations. Jockeys have got to have a preparation as well. You're not going to hang your hat on one horse in particular, but we spoke to Tommy. He's looking at overseas horses with the potential Melbourne Cup and things like that. But you've also got to have a number of horses there that you know you're going to be on, but also there's a number of horses there that you're going to try and get on just for the simple reason they may be running in races that you're not committed to something at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's a big... You know, it's a big web that really can't be explained or worked out. And if you start trying to think you've got things organised and all your ducks lined up at this time, you're in for a downhill slide because, like I said, horses aren't going to come up and perform to expectations. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be suspensions. So there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before those majors in Melbourne yet. You know, and for me, look, a formula that's worked well for me is staying in Sydney, not going to Melbourne for the lead-up races as such. Stay here, keep my home backyard organised. I mean, I'm in Sydney all year round, so I'd rather look after those clients that I ride for all year, get through the Epsom meeting, and it works out well for the jockeys this year because the Turnbulls run on Sunday the 4th. So that's a little added bonus. That's an extra meeting we can get to Melbourne for this year. But look, I'd rather just look after my Sydney trainers and owners, of course, until we get through the Epsom meeting and then start looking to Melbourne. But obviously that is subject to change, and I received a suspension on Saturday that everyone's probably well aware, so that puts me out of business for Golden Rose, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen again, but obviously there's every possibility.
And mate, they're never there, the horse, until the day of the race. I remember a number of years ago I ran into you in the lift at about 6:30 in the morning in Melbourne. You're going for a run, you're riding Chamaline Warrior, who was favourite in the Derby at that stage, and an hour later it was scratched.
Yeah, that's right, and these things happen. A couple of years later I was walking into the races to ride Moran in the Melbourne Cup and he was scratched. So look, these things happen. And as far as trying to line your ducks up as to which horse you're going to be riding at this stage, it's early days. And, you know, I guess the media have a fair bit to blame for that because they put a lot of pressure on everyone to get organised.
Oh, hang on a sec.
And Andrew Bensley, number one.
Oh,
hashtag number one.
Oh, please. I don't do that. I'm very calm and help all...
You're very calm, but you put everyone else under the pressure.
No, I'm not like that.
At least he only texts you. He doesn't continually ring you. At least he's got the courtesy to only text.
No, that's right. I mean, I have no trouble, but I mean, the pressure on the owners to secure their rider, and the trainers become under pressure, and then someone gets time and the whole juggle starts. And
I'll tell you, I know you'll be keen to get on Royal Ascent again, Royal Descent again, but getting back on Shiraz, I reckon you must be looking forward to that on Saturday, given you've been on it and then went to Melbourne and won, the way it's racing at the moment.
I was impressed with his run in Melbourne. He looked, you know, he appeared to just go a little keen within himself up the straight, and, you know, to get off the canvas and win, and it was a dominant win.
Yeah.
Although the margin wasn't big,
he was strong through the line.
He was strong, and for me, that stands him in good stead. It's another step up in class for him, I feel, this weekend. Mm. But look, he's a quality horse, and I know the McAvoy stable have a very high opinion of him, and he'll be there with a shot for sure.
Now, Tommy, you've been sitting there quiet. Have you got a question for Huey?
Where did you get that, Sir Hugh?
Oh, come on. You can come up with a better one than that.
Now, what are you looking forward to most? So, you're riding a lot of horses over the spring carnival, and
Tommy wants to get on one of them, so can you give him a couple of names?
Two things. What are you looking forward to the most, and what's a race you want to win over the spring? Can't say the Derby again.
Naturally, I'd like to win a major. I'd like to win one of the three majors in Melbourne this year. Obviously, I've had great success there over the last 4 or 5 years, but a major does elude me, so I won't be fussy anymore. them.
Or a couple. Yeah. And well, that's a question greedy. You've got to get on the right horse, haven't you?
Well, you do, and, you know, there's a lot of luck involved, especially these days with the Melbourne. You know, half the field are made up by horses that have travelled from overseas, so they've got to come over, they've got to settle, they've got to acclimatise, they've got to hold their form. You know, obviously the internationals know what sort of animal is required to win the Melbourne Cup these days, but they've still got to get here in order and do it, but they're coming in more and, you know, the race has changed, certainly over the last 10 years or last 5 years, really. So, you know, it's an exciting time, and obviously I'd love to win it, but, you know, I feel that there's more good luck than good management in winning these races these days.
Now, guys, you'll have to help me here because I haven't got the Wyong form in front of me, but you got to ride in the Wyong Cup tomorrow, Hugh?
I'm riding Beyond Thankful, who was not a bad run on the weekend.
Yep.
He was beaten about 3 lengths in the Premier's Cup, so he'd be nicely placed, although the offer does look well placed.
Yeah, it looks well placed. Are you? Who's riding the offer tomorrow?
I think it might be Blake Shin again.
Blake Shin, okay. Yeah. So who are you on, Tommy?
I'm on Jester's Cosmic, who ran second in the Taree Cup and has always held up its form quite well, but Echo Girl looks probably my best chance for the day.
Echo Girl tomorrow. The Carnival's Wyong tomorrow, Friday, and Newcastle have changed it to one big day. Tommy, how do you see Newcastle putting all their good races into one day?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great for them because it was always, you know, with the 2 days at Newcastle, there was the crowds weren't as big. And we've seen when on days, especially with Scone, and you put it more on the one day and the crowd seemed to come. So I think it will work well for Newcastle.
How do you see it, Hugh?
Yeah, I tend to agree. Last, the one day's been a bit flat the last few years, so I guess putting it all on one day, they can create a big, big race day, get the crowd there involved, and, you know, it's quality racing, and it takes a good horse to win at that Newcastle meeting.
You've probably both got relatively young, you're still very young. What I'm asking you is, do you have friends that are interested in racing? I guess we want young people to come to the races and enjoy it, because I think if they come and enjoy what we're looking at in the grandstand and the racing at this time of the year, they're going to come back, you would think.
Yeah, absolutely. What I've noticed is sort of at my age level, when my friends sort of left school into that uni stage, they're really into coming to the races, but then they get to the young family stage and that changes things a little bit. But look, I've noticed a lot of young people over the fence at the races over the last 6 to 8 months, and I think that the ATC have done a wonderful job in promoting it towards the younger generation. And, you know, even the kids' day here last Saturday, you know, there was just kids everywhere and parents, and, you know, I think more of this and make people realise that it's an easy day out. The kids can run around and have a bit of fun, and you know, great promotion for the game, but with the good races coming around, we go up to another level.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to see the best. Tell me, have you got young mates that come out to the races and enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, and I think, as Hugh said, it's great that they're doing a lot more for families now, because the reality is that people are having kids at younger ages now, and like myself, I'm only 24, and I've already got a little bloke, and where back, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have you wouldn't start a family till, you know, you're later 20. So it's good to see they're doing a lot more for the families and getting families out here and enjoying the races.
Yeah, for sure. It's just gone 11. You better wander over there and be a part of this launch.